Welcome to Ortho Tutorials. My name is Ezekiel Oboro. I am an orthopedic surgeon at Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. Our topic of discussion today is a very important basic science topic of fracture healing. Thank you. Following a fracture, secondary healing begins, which consists of four steps. Number one, hematoma formation. Number two, fibrocartilaginous callus formation. Number three, bony callus formation. And number four, bone remodeling. Failed or derailed healing can be found in up to 10% of all fractures and can be due to various factors like comminution, infection, tumor, and disrupted vascular supply. So let us look at these stages more closely. The mechanism of fracture healing is an intricate and fluid process. This process can be broken down into four stages as stated above. However, remember that these stages have considerable overlap. The first stage happens from day 1 to 5, and this is a stage of hematoma formation. This stage begins immediately following a fracture. The blood vessel supplying the bone and the periosteum are ruptured during the fracture, causing a hematoma to form around the fracture site. The hematoma clots and forms the temporary frame for subsequent healing. The injury of the bone results in the secretion of pro-inflammatory cytokines like tumor necrosis factor alpha, bone morphogenic proteins, and interleukins 1, 6, 11, and 23. These cytokines act to stimulate essential cellular biology at the site, attracting macrophages, monocytes, and lymphocytes. These cells act together to remove damaged necrotic tissue and secrete cytokines like vascular endothelial growth factor to stimulate healing at the site. The next stage is the fibrocartilaginous callus formation stage, which happens from day 5 to 11. The release of vascular endothelial growth factor leads to angiogenesis at the site and within the hematoma. Fibrin-rich granulation tissue begins to develop. Further mesenchymal stem cells are recruited to the area and begin to differentiate, driven by bone morphogenic proteins, to fibroblasts, chondroblasts, and osteoblasts. As a result, chondrogenesis begins to occur, laying down of collagen-rich fibrocartilaginous networks spanning the fracture ends with a surrounding hyaline cartilage sleeve. At the same time, adjacent to the periosteal layers, a layer of woven bone is laid down by osteoprogenitor cells. The next stage, or stage 3, is bony callus formation. This happens from days 11 to 28. The cartilaginous callus begins to undergo endochondral ossification. RANK ligand is expressed, stimulating further differentiations of chondroblasts, chondroclasts, osteoblasts, and osteoclasts. As a result, the cartilaginous callus is resorbed and begins to calcify. Subperiosteally, woven bone continues to be laid down. The newly formed blood vessels continue to proliferate, allowing further migration of mesenchymal stem cells. At the end of this phase, a hard calcified callus of immature bone forms. The fourth and final stage is the bone remodeling phase, which happens from day 18 onwards, lasting months to years. With the continued migration of osteoblasts and osteoclasts, the hard callus undergoes repeated remodeling, termed coupled remodeling. This coupled remodeling is a balance of resorption by osteoclasts and new bone formation by osteoblasts. The center of the callus is ultimately replaced by compact bone, while the callus edges become replaced by lamellar bone. Substantial remodeling of the vasculature occurs alongside these changes. The process of bone remodeling lasts for many months, ultimately resulting in the regeneration of normal bone structure. So, not difficult. Just remember the four stages: hematoma formation, fibrocartilaginous callus formation, bony callus formation, and bone remodeling. Thank you very much.